Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, coming up on today's news, another Attitude Era segment removed from the WWE Network.
Major returns on last night's AEW Dynamite.
Taya Valkyrie's NXT debut has been teased.
And Batista shoots on WWE. I'm Andy Murray. April Fool. I'm Adam Hillborn.
And I'm Adam Nicholas, who has to go through an April Fool's news with Adam Wilborn.
And this is the news.
Oh my goodness me. How did I get landed with this? Damn you, Andy Murray. Why can't WWE remove me from the news, Adam Wilborn? That's the question. But, alas, that is not what they've been removing. Let's get to our first news story for today. We're talking about more cuts that have been made to old footage from the WWE Network. Now, as we know, obviously between Peacock and WWE, they've been slowly but surely removing bits, controversial bits, I think we can probably all agree, from the WWE Network. 17,000 hours worth of footage they've been going through. As you can imagine, a long process. But the most recent thing they have removed is the infamous D-Generation X parody of the Nation of Domination. And I'm sure you can probably all figure out why. For those who don't know, obviously this happened way back in 1998. This was where they all dressed up between the DX members as members of the Nation of Domination. And of course, there was an excess use of fake tan, I guess we'll call it.
Putting it lightly, yeah.
Yes, that is putting it very lightly indeed. So yes. That has been removed from the network, and I would imagine, for most part, everybody understands exactly why this has been removed from the WWE Network. It's 2021, I think it is. I've lost all gauge of time now. It's not going to fly anymore, so that's probably, along with a bunch of others that have already started being removed, like Roddy Piper with the half-painted face before his match against Bad News Brown. There's been a whole bunch that have been pulled from the network, and this is just the next one on the list, Adam Wilborn.
Yeah, I think this makes a lot of sense. Look, there's a time to have this conversation about censorship and censoring history and, you know, deleting everything in the past. Does that, you know, make us forget about it all? But like you say, Sky doing blackface. It's what it is. It has to go. We all have fond memories from a variety of the Attitude Era, hence, oh, what about the Attitude Era? But come on. As much as it was a nice back and forth that we had between the Nation and D-Generation X, this just, like you say, just doesn't fly in the modern era, and it makes sense. No. I just feel for the poor bastard who has to go through. For some reason in my head, it's a Peacock intern who just, one guy, just sat there, eyes pinned open, having to watch all the dreadful dreck that WWE have put out over the years.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Because they probably need a set of impartial eyes. Although the only problem with that is they probably can't believe what they're viewing. Because if you think about all of the stuff that's happened throughout the years of WWE, whoever that poor intern is, or the gang of interns, I would imagine at this point, they are in for quite a time, I can imagine.
Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Peacock. First thing we need to do, there's a bit where this guy dresses up as one of his opponents and then has sex with a corpse. Do you want to start on that? And then we'll go. There's other things, and I realise that maybe they haven't aged well, but they are still, you know, of their time, okay? But this, there's no argument about this. Don't even bother arguing. It's just not okay anymore. And it's questionable, let's be honest, at the time. So let's move on. Let's talk about last night's Dynamite, which was an excellent episode of TV. but say Chris Statlander. We'll get to her in a second. Christian Cage, sorry, had his first match in ring. It was excellent. And we saw some major returns, one of which was Chris Statlander. We had Trent. We had Sue, technically, as well, popping back
Big
up.
Sue.
And we had the return of the Inner Circle, who came back and just battered the Pinnacle. Dax Harwood had to get some stitches. MJF got a swirly. I think that's too far, in my opinion, but still. Let's talk about the two major returns, though, from injury, being Chris Statlander and Trent. They both happened in the main event, that Arcade Anarchy match, which, salvaged what has been a bloody long and drawn out and Jesus Christ, just get to it feud between Miro, Kip Sabian, Orange Cassidy, Chuck Taylor, and the best friends just generally. But yeah, partway through the match, Penelope Ford, Kip Sabian's other half, got involved and then got laid out after Chris Statlander popped up in one of the arcade machines that was sitting around ringside, nailed her in the face with some plexiglass and attacked her and put her through her. I want to say a table, but it wasn't. It was another one of the variety of games. I don't know. Kip Sabian got nailed with a bloody whack-a-mole mallet, so who knows what was going on. And then later on in the night, Statlander, of course, had been recovering from an ACL tear she suffered last June. Later on in the night, Trent got involved, dropped off by his mum in... I'm suing him any bad. For some reason, I got really emotional when I watched this. I don't know why. But anyway, he's been away since December due to a partially torn pec. In the finish, it was Chuck Taylor and Orange Cassidy who were victorious. Taylor power slamming Kip Sabian off the stage through a table for the 1, 2, 3. And I think Orange Cassidy post-match in a promo we didn't see to the crowd said, Chris Statlander's part of the best friends now. But yes, great to see everyone back in AEW, Adam Nicholas.
Yes, plentiful episode, and I think we can all agree, Big Sue has got to be the highlight of the night there, turning up in the minivan. And you know what it is? Have you ever just thought maybe it's just because, you know, I'm assuming you probably haven't seen your mum in a while. Maybe
yeah, that's what it is, probably.
It got you right there, thinking of Pat and thinking, God damn it, mum, I'd love to see you again. But yes, great stuff, lots of stuff going on at Dynamite, and nice to see you coming back, because I think, not that things haven't been bad, obviously, but I felt like last week's just slowed down a little bit and now we've got back into the big swing of things, and that's usually how it works. Good stuff all around from AEW. But AEW wasn't the only show on last night, Adam Wilborn. NXT was also on. That is still going on, apparently. For anybody who's still there, plugging away. And we got the tease for a new debut, and it's Taya Valkyrie, of course, but not in the form of Taya Valkyrie. We knew there's, you know what NXT's usual jive is, they kind of change someone's branding. Well, it seems like we're going to be getting these same, because last night we got the announcement that there will be a new person debuting on the first episode after the two-night Stand and Deliver NXT pay-per-view. And it's going to be Frankie, or Frankie Monet, for anybody who's been paying attention to WWE's trademarks that they've been filing for. But basically, last night in a segment where, a couple of segments, we saw a Pomeranian dog running around the Capital Wrestling Center, causing all kinds of havoc. But eventually, that hot dog would turn up in a set of boots, and then would then reveal that we will see you on April the 13th. If anybody who was paying attention knows Taya Valkyrie, of course, and John Morrison at this point, they will know their dog. They will have recognised the dog straight away. This is their dog, Presley, which I guess, Adam Wilborn, you could say, ain't nothing but a hound dog, eh?
Look, God,
you're rubbing off on me. How does this happen every single time? But yes, that was Taya Valkyrie's dog, so lots of people excited about her arrival in NXT. And as I mentioned there before, Frankie will be her name, Frankie Monet, it seems, if we are to believe that trademark is for her. So all good stuff, this exciting arrival.
Yeah, she'll be a great addition to an already stacked female roster in NXT. I have to admit, watching this early in the early hours of this morning, half asleep, I was like, is that just a promo for a dog? for the first clip, where he's just running across a bit of a floor with NXT written on it, and then I realised, oh yeah, no, that's Taya Valkyrie's dog, and there's Taya Valkyrie's legs at the end. Also, we got an additional match added to NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver, the NXT Women's Tag Team titles, currently held by Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon. They are going to be defended against The Way. God, I love Candice LeRae. Give her a sodding title. But yeah, I enjoyed last night's NXT, I have to say. And it was the ideal build towards next week's two-night takeover, Wednesday and Thursday, NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver. Let's conclude with Batista shooting on his former employers on Twitter the other day, talking about the Hurt Business, or the fact that the Hurt Business are no more, or certainly what they used to be aren't a thing anymore. He tweeted about it, not happy about what they've decided to do, splitting up. Well, Bobby Lashley and MVP are still there, but Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin, they're out on their ear. And Batista tweeted, "Let's try this again. Who in their right mind would break up the Hurt Business already? Answer, no one. Hashtag SMFH, which stands for shaking my flipping head. And hashtag bad for business." Yeah, for me, I know I've seen a lot of people speculating, and it could be a lot of fun to see more people added to the Hurt Business. I'll get in a while to a person who's definitely not a part of the Hurt Business, as confirmed by MVP. But yeah, it just felt like they've messed up once, maybe. Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander in kayfabe. They've been former tag team champions. They've only just lost the belts. It does seem weird that weeks before WrestleMania, you'd been off all your best mates.
I guess this is the only logical, and I say logical in the loosest term, because I'm talking about WWE logic here. I guess they just want Bobby to be really hated before that this match with Drew McIntyre. Because really, we accept them as the fantastic heels that they have been for so long. What a gimmick, what a aesthetic, what everything. Perfect. So of course they were going to mess it up. Not them, WWE. But yeah, I guess they want Drew to be the knight in shining armor and all this, which, yeah, if all right, but this is a mistake. It's definitely a mistake. The Hurt Business was such a good brand that there's so much legs you could have had in that. I mean, think about the slow build you could have had. Yes, they've lost the belts, they made a mistake, but you could easily have ran that all the way through until, God knows, the next Mania, who knows? They've been doing that good work. But it's a massive shame, this, and I am with Dave Batista. I think, although saying that, of course, I know we were all very excited because Baron Corbin, you know, I mean, I know you wanted him in there. So.
Honestly, I thought the person who was going to collect the bounty on Drew McIntyre was going to be Brock Lesnar. And then it was a B, but it was Baron Corbin.
You were
we'll
close.
Get to him in a second.
You were close.
But I just love the fact that Batista, I just got a lot of time for him in terms of the fact that on the one hand, he can sit there and be inducted into the Hall of Fame or delay his induction to the Hall of Fame and say, sorry, guys, you know, still relate to the WWE fans, but we all do it when fans are in attendance and you can all really enjoy it. And the other hand, he can still go, what's this bollocks from our former employers? What a guy. I love you, Dave Batista. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWW, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. Be Like Ant starts us off. He says, hey, mate. Hey, Ant. Do you think there will be a woman's or man's traditional battle royal for WrestleMania yet to be announced? Yeah, no word on the Andre the Giant or the women's battle royal this year. Do you reckon maybe hoy both of them on each night's kickoff show, perhaps?
I would imagine they might well do that in terms of putting one on either night, just because they need matches, I guess. Although they are, in credit to them, every match they've started a book to this point, although I realise it's kind of short way out from it now. But it's been good. I'm interested in a lot of the matches they're booking. But the one thing that I noticed was floating around, there's been rumours, I think it was WrestleVotes were reporting about the potential of WWE maybe not doing a kickoff show, or certainly not having an early match in front of a crowd, because they want to save that first pop back,
and
the first crowd reaction back for whatever the match will be, which feels like they should have a huge opener on night one, obviously, to get that reaction. So maybe they might not put it on a kickoff show, but I would imagine, I could definitely see there being battle royals. It's WWE. There's got to be battle royals, right?
Yes. Have them have both battle royals. Have them both be on the main show and have them mean something, maybe, rather than just a trophy, which is nice. I mean, the women's ones looks like an Easter present, if I'm perfectly honest. But have a trophy, but maybe have some sort of title ramifications if they win it. And yes, we all know they're saving it so that the big opening of WrestleMania can have a huge pop when Shane McMahon comes out for his first. Second question today comes from Ryan, who says, would you rather be powerbombed on tacks like Baker or Legos like Chuck? And why is the answer tacks? Yes, Chuck Taylor got slammed on some Legos last night.
It's tax. It's a thousand. But it's not even close. It's not even close, because everybody on earth who's ever stood on a bit of Lego when they weren't expecting it understands the pain. A tack would just be this tiny little surface area. And yes, there'd be a lot of them, but it'll be quick. Whereas Lego, man, that stuff leaves damage. That is damage leaving. The only thing worse, I would imagine, would be standing on upwards facing plug socket, and I don't really fancy that either.
I think I'd rather get slammed on tacks, rather than a plug, rather than Lego, like you say, or like I did this morning, rather than stubbing your little toe as you walk back into the bedroom on the little radiator cover. Oh, goodness me. There was some language in the World War asshole this morning.
Well, between you clipping your toe and me biting my lip before we even got into this bloody news today, we're not off to a good start.
No, you wrestlers don't know how easy you've got it. Right, final question today comes from Adam Bush, who says, since AEW are licensing songs... Oh, God, so good to hear Orange Cassidy yes. come out to the Pixies last night. Since AEW are licensing songs, should Tay Conti get Take On Me by AHA? And then Adam Bush has tagged Tony Khan saying, I'd like tickets someday. Sweet TK, give him tickets, because that is a great question and a great suggestion, Adam Nicholas.
That is amazing. I've got nothing. I can't physically add to that because, exactly, just stand Adam Bush. We should have expected nothing less from a namesake. That is an incredible shout. I'm just trying to picture it now in my head. That would be amazing if they had hit it. So, like, in a video that looked like the old video for the AHA version, where it's all like, in, oh, count me in, sold. Two, please.
How is Jungle Boy now only got the third best song in AEW?
I know.
And that included Judas. Oh, Jesus, they've got so many good entrance songs now, but that is spectacular, that suggestion, Adam Bush.
And
I can conclude with today's and finally, and just a small bit of relief if, like you and me and, well, Dave Bautista, you're disappointed about the breakup of her business. Baron Corbin yesterday tweeting, MVP tweeting, Baron Corbin is not, I repeat, not in the Hurt Business. Small mercies, Adam Nicholas. Small mercies.
Well, small mercies, yes, but the only worrying part for me is that what if, because Bobby was tweeting loads of pictures of like, hey, my buddy Corbin, so what? What if he just decides to boot out? Oh, don't think about it. I don't even want to give it energy. Yes, Baron Corbin is not part of the Hurt Business for now.
Don't turn around to me and just because they had few matches with the Shield, which were great to be fair, don't say, oh, long term booking there, you know, Lashley and McIntyre and Corbin, piss off.
I really wanted
to be there, sorry, when Baron Corbin asked when he was going to get to do a rap song with Wale. That's the only thing I really want.
No. Listen, I will point out, I have one of the very few usual defenders of King Corbin, because I like his shtick, I like how much he winds people up. But he needs to be nowhere near this. Nowhere near it whatsoever. And yet here we are. He's back in the swing of things. Ah, God damn it.
He's like a cockroach. You can't wait to get rid of him. Right. Let us know your thoughts on that. He goes after people on Twitter. That's right. He'll go after Miller. He cares more about trying to get Twitter beef with him, to be honest. That's our version of Soldier Boy and Randy Orton, isn't it? Let's be honest.
He loves Miller. He absolutely loves him.
Yeah, that's the thing. He secretly loves Miller because there's no way he tweets someone that much. And also, I didn't mean to compare Simon Miller to Soldier Boy there. I do apologise.
Too late now. At Simon Miller 316. Get him told.
Hang on, I've got the perfect get out of jail free card. April Fools! Right, there you go. Let's know your thoughts on today's news stories and everything we discussed in the comment section down below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Daddy Boy sitting down to review the Wednesday Night War a little bit later on today. Bush, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Adam Nicholas at...
It's Adam Nicholas, and you can follow Adam Wilborn at...
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. Favourite day of the year, this. Right, my thanks to Adam Nicholas. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.